It's week 5 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7, listentotheref.com, and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a lot to get to. Head coach Corey Brunson will join the program to talk about a 19-14 win against North. The team has now played 3 consecutive games, decided by 1 possession, 7 points or fewer. We're going to also ask Zach Martin, the senior captain, about that up front for the Panthers, what he knows about both sides of the football playing both ways. And plus, we'll ask both about the upcoming game on Friday, 6:30, against Central on the road as the Panthers look for their 4th win in 5 games. This is week 5 of the Rights Football Show, brought to you by Bel Air Land, Kim Schnell Nudemaker Insurance, Leroy's Tavern, Award World Trophies, and United Fidelity Bank. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to Week 5 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franken Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023, People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
It's week 5 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Head coach Corey Brunson is here on WREF breaking down a 19-14 win against North. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having you on here, having the show. And again, it was definitely a big win for us last week. And I think we definitely got a lot better, and hopefully we can get better again this week.
Hey, what's going on in the water on the west side? Because you guys have a habit of playing these one-score games, 3 consecutive weeks of games decided by 7 or fewer points. Now, you guys are 2-1 in those games. I feel like you take that split. But I feel like early on, this team has been through the ringer in some late-game situations. How has that changed the locker room and the roster?
Well, I mean, definitely good. Definitely good, these close games. They'll pull them out. I think these guys just growing up, lower levels, freshman JV, they just find ways to win football games. They just don't ever give up. They just keep going, and the guys played hard, and they just found ways to get the job done.
a very unique way to win 19-14, which is what you guys did against North last Friday, scoring the first 19 points of the game. And North scores two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Be honest, was there ever a moment where you started biting your fingernails, or did you really think that the cushion that you guys built up was enough?
I think towards the end of the third, early fourth, the momentum was shifting. I mean, both sides, they were kind of cramping up. We had guys cramping up and kind of had a couple little injuries, nothing major. But you're just kind of thinking, man, we're losing bodies. We're cramping and all that stuff. So, but the guys kept playing hard, kept still fighting through it, and we were able to pull it out. But yeah, definitely get a little nerve wracking towards the end there.
How would you grade Parker Baumeier getting the start as QB1 for you guys and moving Jamontre to receiver?
I think they did a good job. He kind of gives us some things QB that Jamontre couldn't, but Jamontre gives us things that receiver that some other receivers couldn't do, and definitely allows us to spread the field, kind of get vertical a little bit more. But I thought Parker did a good job. We left some out there. We'll work on this week and prepping for Central. But I thought, I was definitely pleased on Parker and Jamontre's both their performance Friday night.
What's the fix on the interception? It's not that that's something that is necessarily surprising for a guy who is still kind of getting his feet wet on QB1 duties for 2025. Parker throws a couple of picks against that North defense, and yeah, that's a talented Husky defense. What do you want to see him clean up for this upcoming week against Central to minimize that number?
You definitely fix that. We can't be turning the football over. The two that he threw, the first one he had actually receiver open in the end zone. He just kind of underthrew it. If he just throws it just a foot higher, that would have been a touchdown. And the other one was kind of late, but it just got thrown a little bit sooner. But I think those are definitely correctable things that we can get better with and not have it. We definitely cannot have turnovers in this conference, because we off the defensive, we caused a lot, and that helped us out. So we got to not turn the football over.
I talk about defense and you guys not allowing a single point in the first three quarters, and that speaks volumes defensively. What did the Panthers do well on Friday to best the Huskies 19-14?
We stressed all week, North's a heavy run team. They're physical, and we got to definitely match their physical play, be more physical. Stop the run, try again to throw the football. And we challenged the defense all week, and they definitely stepped up and then played physical and definitely stopped that run game.
Talking to Corey Brunson, the head coach for Wright's football here on WREF. We'll take a step aside. Zach Martin, the captain up front, will join us in a moment right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Chanel Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Back here on week five of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Zach Martin, the two-way lineman for Rights Football, a captain, is here on WREF. Can't thank him enough for taking the time. Zach, really appreciate the time.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got to ask, Zach Martin, felt preordained for you to be up front, but obviously the All-Pro and future Hall of Famer lineman being your namesake, what's the deal? Is that a coincidence? Is that something that you looked at? And what's happening here?
I think it's just a coincidence, but it's pretty cool having that name. I don't know. It's weird. I get people say it all the time, but I don't know.
It would kind of be like if a quarterback was named Peyton Manning. Like, you see what it is, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you play like him at all, or is it really just you guys have the same name, you play the same position, and thus that's it? That's the similarity.
I think that's the similarity. You know, I watch a lot more college football than I do NFL, so I really couldn't tell you how he plays, but apparently he's pretty good if he's Hall of Fame. So.
Well, he's not quite Hall of Fame yet, but he made 9 Pro Bowls and 9 All-Pros. I feel like eventually he'll be there. That's just me and a hunch anyway, talking to right. This Zach Martin, the active Zach Martin of Rights Football here on WREF, and obviously a big part of the success on both sides of the football for the Panthers. And of course, you're protecting the quarterback no matter who it is. Jamondre Johnson to start the year, now Parker Baumeier. What is the difference between the two in the huddle, just stylistically?
I think it's weird. I expect Jamondre to scramble a little bit more. I got to give Parker a little bit more time because I know he's going to make that pass. But if he has to take off, he will, but I assume Parker's going to pass a little bit more than Jamondre would, if that makes sense.
No, it certainly does. But then again, like with a mobile quarterback, right, you guys are in pass pro, and Jamondre might just take off at any moment. Is that an extra challenge for you to protect a guy who could just go anywhere at any moment?
I would say so, because if I'm blocking that lineman and he takes off, I don't know if he's taking off, and that if I see the lineman start to run towards the sideline, that's definitely a harder block than him coming straight at me, for sure.
How do you feel about the matchup against Central, with obviously you playing both ways? You can speak to both the offense and the defense for Rights now at 3-1. How do you feel you guys match up against the Bears?
I think it'll be if we lock in at practice this week, I think it's another win for the Panthers for sure. But we can't take them lightly. I mean, we did that against Jasper, and we saw what happened there. And so if it's another great week of practice, I have no doubt it'll be a win.
I was talking to Coach about this uncanny trend you guys are on earlier about three straight games in which Rights Football played a game decided by one possession, 7 points or fewer. And you're 2-1 in that stretch. I feel like you take that. Close games are hard to win. You guys have done that more often than not. How do you feel that has shaped this team? Has it prepared Rights Football at all for, say, the postseason?
I think it really shows our character. I think whenever we get into the playoffs, that'll start to show through. Whenever we have really tough games, we'll be able to win those games because we've already been there and done that versus a team who may not have been in those tough games. We've already been there and been through the hard times, and we've even lost one. So we know what it feels like, and we know we're going to get the job done. I have faith in that.
I like that. That Zach Martin, the not necessarily all pro, but maybe all SIAC guy up front for Rights, playing both ways, a captain, and so happy, Zach, that you can carve out a few minutes for us here on week 5 of the Rights Football Show. Thank you so much, and good luck on Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Speaking of Friday, a 6:30 start against Central, head coach Corey Brunson will rejoin the program and give us the scouting report on the Bears when we return on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrap it up shop on week 5 of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. After a 19-14 win against North, the Panthers are 3-1. Head coach Corey Brunson rejoins the program and getting ready for Friday night, 6:30, going toe-to-toe with Central, a 1-3 team. Coach, how do you feel about this matchup with the Bears?
It's always a tough battle with Central being a sectional opponent, team that we could face again. And they're an athletic ball club. They fly around defensively, and they got some playmakers, I think, offensively. So we could be a good, exciting ball game.
Central has had their struggles over the past couple of years, and they did get that win narrowly against Bossy in week 2. Since then, 0-2, a loss to Memorial, a loss to Vincennes. What did you see about the Bears or learn about the Bears in their game against the Alices on tape from last Friday?
About offense, they moved the ball. They would get to a certain point and you're turning over or just get behind the chains or the penalty. But you take some of that stuff out. They fixed some of that a little bit. It's a closer ball game. I thought defensively they had some moments. They made some plays, fly around. I think they're some of the scores. I know it doesn't look good, but I think they're not far off. So that's what we're stressing our kids. They're a few plays away, flipping that script and making these games a lot closer and having some opportunities.
Your defense was really effective against North. And again, we mentioned how maybe there might be some difficulties in stopping the pass in the secondary. So how do you feel about the matchup with Hunter Brochures and what he can do in slinging the ball?
He definitely throw. He's got a good arm, and he does a good job of reading the defense. Definitely defensively, we definitely need to have a great week of preparation and definitely get much better at defending the pass. And that's what defense is all. I think we're missing. I think we can do a decent job of stopping the run. We just got to get better in our pass defense. And if we can do that, then defensively, it's a complete group.
How much does this typically happen? And talking about the pass defense has to get better and.
You know, you guys have moved some key positions around and kind of a game of musical chairs at times. How much more coaching is there this season compared to seasons past? I just feel like you guys, this coaching staff, you guys are in overdrive right now with all the moves you've had to make and all the things that you've had to focus on and work on and coach up on your guys.
I mean, it's almost every year. I mean, we're definitely coaching every rep, every play, just getting guys ready, moving things around, getting the backups ready. You know, that's what's been nice. We, you know, whenever we had to plug in some other guys, they've stepped in and done a decent job of knowing what's going on. You know, we got to get definitely, you know, those second string guys, you're a play, an injury, a way of getting in. So we definitely stress those guys and getting those guys reps because you just never know when they might have a chance. So we're definitely nonstop coaching and getting guys ready.
One more personnel question for you about Central Coach getting ready for the 6:30 game on Friday against the Bears on the road. Easton Vetter is a freshman. He didn't play like a freshman last week. Almost 70 yards receiving, had a couple of touchdown catches, accounted for all of Central's offense in that regard in the loss against the Alices. Obviously a very, very special talent, especially for him only being a freshman. And we're talking about how maybe the secondary needs to step up a little bit for you guys. What is the fix immediately against a guy like Easton Vetter?
Well, he's definitely a good ball player. He's definitely making plays. He does a good job of he steps in at QB at times, so he does a little bit of everything for him. So we definitely always got to know where he's at. Be physical and just begin. Be aware where he's at and make sure, you know, we cover well and get to understand what your responsibility is. Sometimes we mix things up a little bit. We all got to be on the same page on knowing what we're doing.
This has been the Rights Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Coach, really appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. With that, we take a step aside. Thank you so much for listening to the Rights Football Show, Week 5 on WREF.